Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
No reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out. And it's
turning around.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. It'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
Son of man.
Amen. Amen. Such a beautiful song. Just one of my favorite songs, and I'm so thankful that when I first asked Pastor E, does he have that this song by Vershawn Mitchell, Turning Around For Me, I was going through some things, and this song really ministered to me as I was going through, because I knew that it's going to turn around. I didn't know when it was going to turn around, but I knew something was going to turn around. And this is when you have got to put your total trust in God. You can't put it in your circumstance. You can't put it in situations. You can't put it in friends. You can't put it in family members. You just can't put it in anybody but God. And when this song came out, I believe I played this song until I just didn't want to play it no more. But then it urged me to even play it even more, because the words alone told me it's turning around. Now, I don't know what anybody is going through on this wonderful Tuesday. I don't know what you've even been through on yesterday, but I come to tell you as your brother in Christ that it's going to turn around. Now, I don't have the date. I don't have the year. I don't have the month. I don't have the week, hour, or the minute that it may turn around for you. But if you believe God like I believe God, or, oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Okay, I almost hit a moment right there. But if you believe him like I believe him, if you trust him like I trust him, and you lean not on your own understanding, but realize that at any moment, God can turn this thing around. I just wanted to share that right there encouraging word to many of you right now. Oh, God, glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God, thank you. I just wanted to share that before I get into today's lesson, because we know we're still on issues. I just wanted to share that because I really believe somebody needed to hear that. It's going to turn around. Your job is going to turn around. Your bank account is going to turn around. Your children are going to turn around. This coronavirus situation is going to turn around. And it's going to get better for you. You just got to trust and believe God, in spite of it all. You got to believe him. Amen. Amen. Well, good evening, everybody. I'm your friend. I'm your brother. I'm your cousin. I'm your nephew. I'm your neighbor. I'm whoever you need me to be in this moment of your life. I'm Prophet Dwayne Woods, and you have entered into the Prophet's Closet. Amen. Now, in this closet, you get to be who God has called you to be, and you can take off all the layers of things that are on you. Have you ever put on layers of clothing because you were in a situation where it was wintry outside and it was real cold and you had all your winter gear on, and when you stepped into your living room area, you took off your shoes or whatever but when you got up into your closet, you were able to take off all the layers of clothing that you had on. This is that type of closet that you can take off the layers of issues or situations that you're going through and allow God to talk to you, because there are no more layers on you. There is no more heaviness on you. He can now directly talk to you things that are on you. Oh, my God, I feel you right now, Father. Amen. Y'all will get that in a second. Amen. When you begin to take things off, God no longer talks to the situations. He begins to now talk to you, because there's nothing blocking him from speaking to you, because you've taken everything off and you said, God, I want to get naked before you. I want to lay prostrate before you, Father, without having any issues or any layers of things on me that will prohibit me from getting in the position of being prostrated before you. But I'm taking it off. I'm taking all of it off, and I'm taking it off in my closet. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. I've been driving all day. I decided to pull over because I can't do this driving. I can, but I believe that this topic that we're getting ready to dig into here is going to be very relevant because of how I like to break things down, you know, into my terminology, if you will. And I hope that I'm able to bring forth a message to each and every one of you pertaining to this particular individual. I want to talk to you all today about this woman who had an issue of blood. And I believe that after reading into the scriptures and looking at some certain things, she had more than just an issue with her blood. Amen. And people say, well, no, Prophet Woods, she had an issue with just her blood. Well, see, it's based on how you see it. I believe she had a little bit more issues than just the issue that was pertaining to her blood situation. That was just one issue compounded on many other issues that she had going on. Because if you were back in those times, when you were a woman who were on your menstrual cycle, if you will, We're grown folks here, and hopefully mothers and fathers, you got your children listening. You know, you might want to cover their ears on just on that moment right there. But she was in a cycle, and you're talking about something that was dispersing out of her for 12 years. 12 years. I'm not talking about 1 month. I'm talking about something that was going on with her for 12 years, every day for 12 years. Can you imagine blood? And y'all women are on here. You already know. Some of you, when y'all go through your menstrual cycle, some of you bleed real heavy. Some of you have cramps that you are in a ball. You're balled up. Some of you are nauseated. Some of you are sick. Some of you have migraine headaches behind this. This woman, you can't even imagine the issues she was having. It was more than just the blood that was gushing out of her. You got to understand, when a woman back in those days and you were on your menstrual cycle, you were considered an unclean individual. You couldn't come outside when you were on your cycle. So guess what? She was locked up in her house. Y'all going to get with me here in a little bit. She was locked up in her house. She couldn't commit to have relationships with any friends of hers. Amen. She couldn't go out, because if you were caught in that unclean month outside, you would either be stoned to death because you was considered unclean. You was contaminated, if you will, and people did not want a contaminated person next to them. And so with this situation going on in her body, she had to move in areas where other folk wouldn't move. Amen. When folk was inside, she was able to come outside because there was no one out there. But guess what? When there's nobody out there, there's nobody else out there to even conversate with her, because she's unclean. She's considered to be filth, if you will. So she had a lot going on. And I don't know about many of you, can you imagine not being able to speak to nobody for 12 years? Being frowned upon for 12 years. Not being able to go to the market not being able to have friends over. She had something going on far greater than just the blood. She was isolated. She was walking in the spirit of shame. She was discombobulated. She was disenfranchised from being around people. So she had more than just an issue of blood spewing out of her. She had the simple fact of not being around people who she loved. And they loved her. So this woman in the Bible, and there's two versions on it, I believe Matthew's talk about it as well, but I want to talk about what Luke talks about, because Luke was the physician. You know, he was the medical guy of the disciples. So I want to talk about what Luke, about what, how he wrote it and how he's seen it. So if you would go to the book of Luke, the 8th chapter, and we're gonna, and it's around the 40th verse. Trying to get my phone and everything situated here so we can go here. I'm going to read it from the King James Version. And it starts at verse number 43. So I want y'all just to look at that. This woman had more than just a blood issue. She had some things that were going on around her, not just in her, but around her. And she had to move the way she moved, because other folks, you know, they wouldn't have moved the way she moved. She had to do things in secret. And even though the Bible talks about how she had to see physicians and everything, you know, she had to go see people. She had to be scheduled to go see people at certain times, because it was unlawful for her to even be out of her house. So can you imagine setting a doctor's appointment and it's unlawful for you to go to the doctor at the same time where everybody else goes to the doctor, because you're filthy? Oh, yeah, she had some things going on, people of God. Amen. And I think she had some far things greater going on than we can ever imagine. You know, that's why I love reading the scriptures, because it causes you to dig deep. And then also causes you to come up with your own theory, the way you may have seen it. You know, sometimes when I read the scripture photogenically, I can see just what's going on in that particular time, or I want to experience what is actually going on in that particular time and moment, you know, so that I can know how to bring it forth to the people. So the Bible says in Luke 8, verse number 43, it says, "And a woman having a issue of blood 12 years." Now, and I'm going to break some of this stuff down, because this was really her year. The 12th year was really her year of deliverance. Amen. And many of you have been going through some things on here for 12 years. I don't know why, but 12 is sticking out to me. But there's someone listening to me right now. You've been going through some things for 12 years. And I got to go prophetic here, because I'm feeling this. 12 years you've been going through some things. And God says this 12th year is a representation of you coming out. Why? Because this is your governmental year. Remember Pastor E. Berth a couple of days ago. And 5 and 12, he's 57, this is his governmental year. 2020 is his governmental year. So many of you who've been going through things for 12 years in the year of 2020, if this is the 12th year that you've been going through it, this is your governmental year to come up out of this thing. Government means our rulership. So now you're getting ready to rule, have rulership over that thing which you were going through. Amen. So now let me get back into this word. Glory be to God. So for 12 years, she's been going through this, and the Bible says, which had spent all her living upon physicians. All that she had made, all that she had worked for, or all that she had gathered, she spent upon physicians. Neither could be healed of any. She couldn't even be healed of any physicians. And some of you have gone through some issues. You can't even be healed by some of your friends, your close friends, who they may think they have the answers to your issues, but really they have not experienced what you're going through. And anybody who's never experienced what I'm going through really don't have the answer to what I'm going through. Oh, my God. Okay, I just said a mouthful right there. There are people who think that they have the answer to what you're going through but never went through what you're going through, so they have no experience. And if you never had any experience of what I'm going through, you really don't have the answer for me coming out of this. All you have is a speculation of what you think. But that may work for you because you have not experienced what I'm going through. This is the reason why some of you got to be careful of who you tell what you're going through to. They can't help you. It's okay, you want to relieve it and get it up off you, but once you get it up off you, then what you going to do? This woman who had an issue of blood went to people who couldn't deliver her or get her healed from what she's gone through, because guess what? They don't even know because they never been through it. Oh, my God, help me somebody. Amen. She didn't have another woman that she could talk to about her issues because that woman has never experienced what she was going through to let her know, here is the antidote for what you go. Oh, my God, this thing is coming down even the more. Thank you, Father. Amen. So she had some things going on, and the Bible says that she went from this person to that person to that person because it didn't stipulate physician. It said physicians. Amen. It was an S, which means that there were added on. There were more people that she went to in order to have some type of resolutions for her healing. Are you going to so many people that you may think that have the answers to what you're going through, but really they don't have it? When are you going to stop and say, you know what, I might as well stop complaining. I might as well stop talking, and I might as well just say, Father, help me with my issue. Help me. If you got an anger issue, you can't talk to somebody, amen, with an angry spirit because they don't have what you need to get you healed. You got to talk to somebody who got the spirit of joy. That's the only way you're going to come out of it. Spirit of heaviness like you got. You got to talk to somebody who got the spirit of joy on them to bring you up out of your heaviness. Amen. So this lady talked to so many people about what she was going through. She spent all of her money dealing with this situation, and nobody had the antidote that she needed to bring her out of her situation. The Bible says, then it says, came behind him and touched the borders of his garment. And see, one thing about this physician, and I'm talking about Luke don't really give the details because he's talking from a doctor's point of view. So I'm going to just give you a little bit of this, but I want to go to Mark. Mark, I think he breaks it down a little bit more than what Luke does. But see, he skips some things in Luke because it went from the physicians, and then it says physicians neither could be healed of any. 44 came behind him and touched him. Okay, you came. See, I need a little bit more. I'm gonna have to go to another friend of ours, which may be Mark, and that'll be Mark. Though for those who got the Bible, go to Mark the 5th chapter, I think around the 25th verse. But I'm going to read a little bit more of Luke. Came behind him, touched the borders of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stenched. And Jesus said, who touched me? Okay, let's go to Mark, the 5th chapter. Mark, the 5th chapter, around the 25th verse, I believe it is. And I think Mark is a little bit more detailed. with his. Yeah, yep. See, Mark is a little bit more detailed with it. It says this, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things. Look at what did I tell y'all? She went through more than just the issue of the blood. Mark said, and had suffered many things and many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Look at that. Look at what Mark said. Mark said, even in the midst of seeing all of these people she sought to see, she didn't get better, but she got worse. She got worse behind every person that she visited. And you thought she would have got better, but it seems as if every person she visited, she got worse. Have you had a conversation with anybody and all of a sudden from that conversation you had with that person, it didn't help you, but you really got irritated behind it? You got a little bit worse where you came with some things on you already, but after speaking to that individual, it seemed like more things jumped on you, more spirits. Amen. So the Bible says she didn't get no better, but rather grew worse. Verse number 27 was, when she had heard of Jesus, came and pressed behind. Now let me stop right there, because this is where the theory part comes in, because you got to realize something. Here is a woman who was not supposed to go outside of her house, because if she would have got caught outside of her house, she would have got stoned to death because of her issue that she had going on. So she had to maneuver in such a fashionable way where she blended in with a crowd of people. And while the crowd of people was around, she's crawling on her knees. Every step that she's making, she's trying to make sure that she is not being seen by any officers that were out there on this particular day. Can you imagine her having this issue, bleeding, having to wrap herself up, still bleeding, where nobody could actually see the drips of the blood? Oh, y'all don't hear me. Amen. You got to visualize this, people of God. This lady was going through something, like many of you are going through something. Have you ever had to wrap yourself up where people really couldn't notice what you were going through, but you knew you were going through something? You knew you was having some trouble with your finances and things were getting ready to get cut off, but you still had to wrap yourself up in a manner where your head was still lifted up high when your heart was already heavy about what's getting ready to happen to you. Oh, my God. But not be noticeable. Oh, my God, help me, somebody. Have you ever been to a place in your mental capacity, whoosha, glory to God, where you had to step into a crowd of folk and allow people to see you on the outside but don't even know what's going on the inside of you and still carry a smile and still be kind of joyful, if you will, but crying on the inside? Like some of you right now, you got to walk around. Oh, God, glory, I feel some people on here. Amen. You got to walk around with a smile on your face, but in the inside, you got to frown because there's so many things that you're going through, and you're praying and wishing that somebody got the spirit of discernment to see and recognize what I'm going through, to give me a word from God that it may change my very present situation. I don't need you to prophesy to me, because your prophecy may be off. I need somebody to walk in the emotional side of Jesus Christ and see what I'm going through and speak to that thing that I'm going through. Amen. I remember going through something. I love prophecy. I love to be prophesied to. I even love prophesying to people. But on this particular day, I didn't want no prophetic word about what God was going to do. I wanted an immediate situation to happen for my immediate thing. I didn't want to know futuristically what God was going to do. I needed help, and I needed it right now. I needed God to speak to my right now situation, not to my future situation, but to my right now situation. Have you ever been there? Amen. That you needed God right now. I need you right now, God. Help me, somebody. I need you right now. I done spent all my money, God. I need some food for my children, and I need it right now, God. I need you to speak to somebody to knock on my door, God, and at least let me know they got a voucher for me or they got some groceries for me because they were thinking about me and my children. I need it right now, God. It was a woman that had an issue of blood that she needed it right now. She needed to get beyond her four walls and do whatever she had to do because she heard the Savior was coming. And I don't know about you. This lady said, look, I don't care nothing about nobody stoning me. I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to get what I got to get. I need my healing. I don't know if he can heal me. I don't know right now, but I'm kind of skeptical because I heard so many things about him. But whatever he can do, I need it to be done right now. And the Bible says, and when she had heard of Jesus, came in and pressed behind and touched his garment. Now, Jesus was walking with the crowd. Everybody was around Jesus, talking real loud. Things were going on in this particular moment. Amen. Everybody was so focused on Jesus that they did not even recognize this woman who had an issue. This woman was so I would say, camouflaged, if you will, that she didn't want to be noticed. She didn't want to be seen. Amen. She just wanted to touch him. Glory be to God. The Bible says in verse number 28, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. It wasn't even a statement of touching him per se, but just if I can touch his clothing, which was connected to him, I believe I can be healed from this situation that I'm going through. 29 says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. This lady was bleeding even before she touched Jesus. This woman has some things going on, people of God. Like many of you got some things going on. But she looked beyond what she was going through to touch Jesus. And I want to say something to somebody on here. You're going through something right now, and what you're going through is touching Jesus right now. Amen. It's touching him. My God, glory. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Through right now is nothing greater than him. It's touching him. And you're bringing your issues that you have to the Father. And in the midst of it is touching him. You're not looking at the crowd of people that are around him. You're not looking at the position that you are holding in the church, or you're not looking at you just being a lay member. You're not looking at you just being this or being that. You just want what you're going through to touch him. The Bible says in verse number 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Amen. Now, you got to realize something. It no longer talked about the blood, but it talked about a plague. It talked about a plague. And I sometimes look at the scriptures and I'm like, okay, God, we were talking about a blood, but now the blood turned into a plague. Amen. I want y'all to bear with me for a second because, you know, I'm one who like to do a little bit reading, and I want to get a greater understanding because we were talking about the blood, and now we done went from the blood, we done went from the blood to a plague. Now, watch this. The plague in the dictionary, Webster Dictionary, it says this, an epidemic disease causing a high rate of pestilence. Amen. An epidemic disease causing a high rate. Amen. Or then another one said, it talks about infestions, calamity, you know. A plague is also called the Black Death. And so now we're talking about something a little bit far greater than just blood. This lady had a greater issue. Infestation, calamity, pestilence, the Black Death. That's what a plague is. So now you're talking about something far greater than just the blood issue. She had some things going on. Like many of us, we got some things that are going on. And many of us right now, we need to be healed of those things that are going on. Hallelujah. And I know a Savior. I know a God that can heal each and every one of us. When he feel like it, he don't have a time limit on his healing. He can heal you right now instantly. With a wave of his hand, he can heal you. He can speak to your healing and say, loose them and let them go. That's how great of a God we serve. Hallelujah. To be in the fold. I'm truly thankful for being in the fold. Hallelujah. So let's go back. Let's go back. Amen. I know this ain't no shouting message. I know some people might not be on the edge of their seats, but this is really a teaching moment because I want you to understand that this woman was going through something far greater than we'll ever understand. We can speculate a lot of things, and we can have our own theory on a lot of things pertaining to this passage in the Bible. But she went through something far greater than just the blood. Of course, she wanted to be healed from that blood for 12 years, but can you imagine, like I said, 12 years of being isolated, not being able to have anybody come over your house. You've been looked upon as if you were just that disease. You was infected by something. Like what's going on right now. People who've had this coronavirus, COVID-19, when they got healed from it, you got people who still don't want to go around them because certain people are scared that they might still be infected and they may catch it. So you're not just quarantined for 14 days, but just think about it. I got to still be quarantined because nobody wants me around because I had it. Amen. So the Bible says in verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging stoning thee, and says thou who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, remember what I said now, she wasn't even supposed to be outside. So she automatically thinking something getting ready to happen to her. Fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. So she told him all about everything that she's been going through. This is why, people of God, you got to talk to the Father. You got to talk to Jesus. She didn't talk to the disciples. She didn't talk to the crowd of people who were around Jesus. The Bible says that she came and fell down at his feet and told him all the truth. Which means she told him everything that she's been going through for the last 12 years. I'm saying something real loud there. She didn't go to the disciples. She didn't run to the pastor. She didn't go to the deacon. She didn't go to the mothers of the church. She went straight to Jesus. I'm telling some of you right now, you got to go straight to Jesus. You can't go no other place. You can't run no other place. You can't jump on a plane and go on vacation for this. You can't go to the grocery store hoping and wishing somebody talk to you. You got to go straight to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says that she fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, after hearing everything that she's been through, everything that she explained to him, he says these words to her, daughter, thy faith made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Look what happened after conversating and bringing her petitions to Jesus. He said, go, because your faith have made you whole. Now, the faith part, which grabbed me. Now, you got to realize, I want y'all to follow me. She had to have enough faith to remove herself out of that home she was in, to get out of the mindset that if I get caught, I'm going to get stoned. So she had to have faith. What the Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. And then it also goes on to talk about that it is impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible. So she had to have enough faith to remove the fear that was inside of her mindset of walking outside this house. She had to take a chance with faith. My God, glory. She had to take a chance not knowing what could happen, but she had to take a chance on faith and speak to faith and say, I must touch him. Despite what I'm going through physically, I got to see him. I don't care, and I ain't going to let nothing deter me from getting to him, because I've heard too much about him to stop my pursuit on getting what I need. And so she had to walk in faith to remove herself outside of her doors, to not think about what could happen to her if she get caught. But she thought about, if I can just touch him. Oh, my God, glory. She thought more about me being in the presence of him than being captured about what I'm going through. That was the furthest thing out of her mind. And she probably wrapped herself up. She probably wrapped herself up in her bathroom and put on so many layers of things before she was able to get to the closet of Jesus. and then disperse and tell her everything. Tell him everything of what I've been going through for the last 12 years. Amen. She had to wrap herself up to get outside. And once she got outside, then she had to crawl because she probably knew some people knew her. But she disguised herself very well that people didn't even know she was inside of the crowd. And then can you imagine her doing the army thing? And when I say army, because you got a lot of army folk who will get crawled on their stomach to get to a destination without being seen. They got their camouflage on. And they've taken it step by step. And you won't even know some of the army people then got up on you because they move so quietly that you couldn't see them moving, but they were crawling on their stomach using their elbows to move them. I'm trying to paint this picture so that y'all can see this thing, can understand that this woman was going through something, but she was going to get to the Savior. She was pressing her way to get to him. She said, I got to get to him. I don't care what it looked like. I got to get to him. And it's by any means necessary right now at this point because I want to get healed. Anybody on here want to get healed? Is there anybody on here that's listening to me right now that you're saying, I got to get to him despite what is going on? I need to get healed. I need to be ministered to because of what I'm going through. I need the team of the Now Network to just talk to me because I'm going through something that I don't want to bring out publicly, but we got a green room that you can go to, and I'm pretty soon the pastor is going to open it up because I'm getting ready to end it here, that you can come and you can talk and you can express what you're going through, and hopefully some of us ministers that are in the Now Network will be able to help you get through what you're going through. But this woman wrapped herself up, crawled on her belly, making sure nobody seen her because she didn't want to be obvious, crawling to him with one factor and one main thing on her mind is, I'm going to touch him. I'm going to touch him. I'm going to touch him. And I believe with every crawl, she was probably saying, I'm going to touch him. I'm going to touch him. Like many of you, I need to touch him today. I need to get into his presence today. I need to wrap myself around him today because I want to touch him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Is that you today? Amen. And Jesus said the little words to her, the words that I believe everybody will want to hear a Savior say to them. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Be whole of thy plague. Amen. The lady was healed instantly from her disease, from her infirmity, from whatever was alienating her. She was healed instantly because she realized the people who I came in contact with and I sought before didn't have the answers that I needed. There are people listening to me right now. There are folks that don't have the answer to what you're going through, but I know somebody who does. His name is Jesus. Amen. The Christ, the Son of the living God. He has an answer for your situation. But in order to get the answer you need, you got to seek him. Amen. I believe there in the book of Joel, I think it's the second chapter of Joel, and I believe it's around verse number 20. I'm trying to bring it up real quick to have this go along with what I just said. Amen. So just bear with me. I'm trying to bring up Joel right now. Joel 2:20, I believe it is. Joel 2:20. Hold on. Somebody tried to call me, y'all. I had to send them to the voicemail. Amen. Okay, that's not 2:20. Okay, I got to find it. But I know it's in Joel. I'm just trying to, just bear with me, people of God. I'm trying to find it because I just read it yesterday. And it spoke to me, and I can use that right now for what's going on and how we have got to ask the Father. Amen. That's not it. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. It was Joel 2:12. And it says this: that is why the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. He said, come to me now. Don't wait to him now. Give him your heart. Give him everything that you're possibly going through right now. But give it to him. He works better with you giving it to him than with you trying to work it on your own. Amen. Well, people of God, we're going to open up the doors that if anybody want to say anything, I want you to come on. I want you to be a part, and I want you to talk. Amen. I believe that it was a good word. It was a teaching word, and a lot of people, you know, they like the hoopla and all that stuff, and I understand that. But teaching moment where we all can get a greater understanding of this. And
I agree.
You know, please, I want you
broke
you to
it,
just...
Hey, look, you broke it down. Hey, bro, you broke it down where you got to kind of really look at yourself internally and really stop looking at the next person to the left or the right, but really focus in on ourselves to, you know that it may be an issue of blood there, but it may be an issue of pornography. It may be an issue of lying. It may be an issue, whatever your issue is, if you surrender all to God. I know, see, you think you slick. See, you know, I preached that on Sunday, Joel 2:12 and 13.
No,
look, I preached that Sunday. See, you ain't watching the broadcast,
bro. I was at church myself.
But yeah, I preached that Sunday. All it was turn. You got to turn away from you and more to God. So it's not about the issue. It's about what's your personal issue. And I'm not just talking about the normal stuff about, man, I just don't feel like it today. I'm talking about, let's go deep into that issue that makes you not want to go the next level, the issue that makes you complain, the issue that makes you worry, the issue that makes you look at other people's situation and not feel good about yourself. Those are all issues. You know, I was, ever since you've been bringing this thing about issues, I was trying to corral just about 30 names of issues. Man, bro, it's impossible. Issues continue to go and go on, because if there's 3 million people, we got 3 million issues. Because I'm going to deal with my issues, man. I appreciate you tonight, bro.
Man, bro, I appreciate you too, man. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. I was going to call Pastor E and tell him I don't want to do this today. And I just got to be real, you know, because me and Pastor E, we keep it real. We keep it real with each other. I was gonna call him and tell him, man, I don't want to do this today. I'm gonna take a hiatus from the prophet's closet for a little while because I was going through some things. And see, people think, well, you get on here and you speak, but man, I'm so real that I would rather remove myself than infect anybody.
Right.
And so my wife called me. She said, you know, what's wrong? And I was frustrated about some things, you know, pertaining to my job, pertaining to some monies and pertaining to some a lot of things, just life issues. You know, don't think for 1 minute that Prophet Dwayne Woods got it going on like that. No, I got some issues, and I'm thankful that in the midst of my issues, I can speak this thing. I can speak this stuff out. You know, this is therapeutic for me when you're talking about this. Is a deep. I'm serious. This is really deep, Pastor E. I didn't
yes,
think this thing
because,
was going to be this deep.
You know, you're getting it. You're getting it like I got it. I don't care if it's nobody listening. I be listening to myself, and I be listening to God minister to me, and I hope somebody get it. I hope somebody else gets something else. But anytime you hear me come on any platform, I'm preaching to myself. I'm not trying to get numbers. I'm the one. You know what I'm saying? If one person gets it, I'm already the one, so I know I'm doing something effective. And here, let's just be prophetic tonight, because about 5:40 my time, I said, you know what? He don't want to go tonight. You better get a word. So I was getting a little, you know, a backup. And I was putting up some word. I put my new headset in, you know, when I'm preaching and doing it myself. I didn't have just a regular headset to let you guys do what you do. And I was waiting. Even when the music started, I didn't see you come on there. And I sat there and God said, no, he going to show up. But if he don't, are you ready? I stay ready. So that's how family and covenant is supposed to be, especially knowing this man is driving from state to state. Don't you know some states you can't even go visit without a quarantine? I was going to ask you that question. Is there any limits on what you're driving right now where you can't go from state to state without a quarantine?
Yeah, well, you know, they got you wearing gloves and they got you wearing masks. And you know, some facilities you can't get in without a mask and some gloves. So,
right.
You know, it doesn't, and then, you know, we have a work permit that you have got to carry
okay,
in case you
okay,
do get
see,
pulled over.
There you go. That gets you through the states because, I miss my kids, my grandkids. They usually out here in June, and we already know they're not coming. And we were like, okay, well, how could you come out here? It was like, well, you got to sit in quarantine for 14 days. I said, you won't be seeing me. And in quarantine, you got to pay your own bills. You got to pay your own hotel room. You got to pay your own food. You got to pay everything in a forced quarantine. I'm like, I'll see y'all next year. But, you know, and I pray for you so much, man, because you're out there and you are a first responder. I don't know if people get this or not, because you're carrying cargo that's essential to all of us consumers. You don't know what the load is you have, but it is essential to whatever destination you're going to, because they're going to ship to here, they're going to ship to every state. And I celebrate you, bro, that you're still going, that you didn't sit down, that you didn't say, I quit, I'm not driving, but you're still first responding and making things possible, even for me out here. Man, I appreciate you, man.
Man, thank you so much. And
I know that,
you know,
comes
I got a lot
of issues.
Oh, man, it comes with issues, man, because you deal with people that look at you and talk crazy to you, you know, but you got a job that you have to do, and you still have got to keep everything in perspective, you know.
Send me the mailing address, because I'm sewing a shirt and mask into you.
Amen.
I have a new campaign going on right now. Hashtag 6 feet for safety now. It's printed on the shirt in the front. It's printed on the mask, and in the back it says "Back up for safety now." So I'm sewing that into you. That as you don't have to tell people to get away from you. It says everything.
Amen.
And out here in California, it's getting kind of heated. It's getting kind of heated where, you know, people are not abiding by the laws and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so God said, "No, you make that shirt that nobody's made yet." Getting ready for the next phase of social distancing, because when they open this country up, we're going to still have to be 6 feet apart.
Yeah, it ain't going to, I'm telling you, it's not going, we're not going back the same.
Never, 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 never.
Yeah.
If you're not building yourself right now, everybody listening to us right now, if you're not building yourself up for the next phase of social distancing and getting used to staying at home, then you behind the trend. Well, we're selling shirts and masks that will tell people 6 feet, get off, back up. And it's working. People out here like, man, I need that. I'm sewing one into you. Text me the address you want me to mail. I'm mailing it out tomorrow. You'll be wearing this on your next trip.
Bruh, and if you can you print it in let me see, I got blue pants. Because black, man, it'll be too black.
Text me a color of your uniform. I have black and white masks. Then white get dirty quick, though. But
yeah.
Let me just hook you up. Send me the colors of your uniform, and I'm going to plug you.
All right, tenfold.
Cross the road. Come on, anybody else out there got some issues that you're dealing with, but you've made a decision to give it all to God, dial one. We need to hear from you tonight. And it's not my issue. You cannot see, that's what's so important too, Prophet, is that my issue is my issue. You can't help me with it, nor can you do anything about it. You got to deal with your own issue. Minister Terry, my
yes,
ride or die, I know she was dialing one. Come on into the Prophet's Closet.
Good evening, my beautiful family. Awesome.
I love it when she said that. I love it when she said that. My beautiful family. Yes.
Oh, yes. Beautifully, we are beautifully made by God. Glory be to God.
Oh, yes.
This is Miss Amanda.
That's her hashtag.
Awesome. Hashtag, yeah. Pastor, you get him hooked up on that gear, too, because he needs to take that across country so everybody will know.
Yeah. We need to get
Amen.
I'm going to send him two shirts so he have enough to change
yes.
in and out of.
Yes, but this teaching has been really nice. You know, I love each and every time you speak on the issues, on the topic of issues, because that's something we all have within us. But what caught me is what you were saying. Some of us will take our issues and we'll go call Prophet Dwayne, we're going to call Pastor E. We're going to load them, and we done missed going to the connector of the line. We done missed going to him about these issues.
Yeah.
So that's what, when we go to him on these issues, he going to tell you, yeah, you can go talk to Pastor E about this. You call Prophet Dwayne. You call Pastor Valois Evangelist and share these issues with them. But sometimes, I love what you said, too. We have to take off these layers. We have layers.
Yes. Yes.
We have to take the layers off the situation, my God, and just come to him just without the issues. This has been awesome teaching, and I thank God we can go to the archives and listen again, because you went through Luke 8:43 and Matthew 5:25, and you said, well, Mark 5:25, and it did go. I was looking as you were teaching. It went further in depth on that. So thank you. We appreciate you. And I said all glory to God for you coming through this
Amen.
Evening. Amen. God bless you
Amen.
All. Love
you all. You know, Minister Terry, you know, like I said, I like Luke, but Luke talks to many of us on that physician type of terminology, if you will. And, you know, he doesn't really go detailed like Mark
right.
and Matthews and John, you know, they go. He goes
right.
strictly on the basis of a doctor. You know, he just gives it to you
yeah.
the way that he sees it. But when I look at Mark breaks it down like in his own terminology. Man, look, yeah, those are my issues too. Yes.
Right.
You know, and you can understand it, because but it also speaks in the differences of each disciple. You know,
yes.
just like me and you, we're disciples, but the way you may do it might not be the way I do it. Does that
yes.
that make sense, right? You know,
that make a lot
the way
of
you
sense,
handle your
but...
Yeah, the way you handle your issue, I might not handle it that way because it might not work for me. And
yeah,
that's another
that
thing
makes a lot of sense.
That we that's another thing that we got to understand. When you're dealing with your issues, everybody, you might even have the same issues that other individual, but that person
yes.
may not handle it the way you may handle it.
Yes.
Oh God, can I say this, Minister Terry? Can I say this? Can I say this?
Oh,
Lord,
yeah.
I feel it right
yeah.
now. Amen.
Yes.
There are some issues that other folks are stronger in than you are.
Yes.
And the way that they handle it in the strength that they have with the Father may not be necessarily made for you because you might not have that strength or that tenacity that that person got to get this thing up off of them.
Yes, amen.
Oh, my
amen.
God. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God.
This has been awesome.
Because, you know, we take it so literally when we say what God has for me is for me. It really means
yes.
that
right.
you got to learn how to work with you. Because what God had, your struggle that you have is not the same struggle I have. He
right.
knows what I can handle. He knows how to stretch
yes.
my borders. People, I always want to get up in there and say, well, I can go through like you. No, you can't. You can't do what I do.
No, you can't.
And I can't
you
do
can't.
What you do. Don't even try.
Right.
That's what we keep messing up. We trying to do like other people. It looks like they're making it. Then we go try it and we fail because they failing. It just looked like they was making it. Oh, my God. We preaching tonight.
That's another one. Well, God bless you all, family.
I always
want to
piggyback, and it ain't working.
Amen. God bless you too, Minister Terry.
Amen. Love you, sis.
Love you all. Love you all, too.
Check
God
that flyer
you.
Out on Facebook.
Amen. I already have. You know I'm sharing it out. Amen.
I know you did. You own it. I love you. Prophetess Lori,
amen.
come on into the closet. What's up, woman of God?
Hey, everybody. I couldn't wait to get in.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, what's going
oh
on?
God. Oh
what's
my
going
God.
On,
oh
sis?
My God. Hey, as soon as I got on, I heard 12 years. I said, uh-oh, he's talking about the woman with the issue of blood. That's all I heard first. And yes, it just reminded me of when you kept saying that she had many issues. You know,
yeah.
she had everything came, but that reminds me of when I was out there in the streets and stuff, and I was strung out on crack, and I was, you know, I was doing this and doing that, and I had all those issues on the inside of me and didn't even know it, and then God began to just show me one issue at a time. But you know, with being not being without a father, being raised without a father, and mother abusive, and you know, so I had a lot of issues going on, and being out there, God just began to deal with those issues, and man, it was one issue after the other, and I remember Him telling His prophetess that God is calling you to holiness, but He's going to deal with each with the stuff that's on the inside of you. He's going to do it slowly because He don't want to scare you. I mean, because our issues can be scary. You know, when we see that stuff on the inside of us, we ready to jump off the potter's wheel. Like, no, God, please don't cut there. That hurt too. That's too deep. That's too deep. Please don't go there. And so we jump off the wheel before He get a chance to fix us and mold us and shape us and deal with that one issue, just that one. Because, see, some of us, we think that once we get rid of that one issue, we ain't got no more. That's it. You know, I'm whole, I'm happy, and until you come to find out, you know, you got some major issues and a lot of issues that you have not dealt with, and they're deep. We don't want God to cut deep. We want God to stay on the surface.
Yeah.
Oh, this God brushed this off of me, and that's it. No, but there's some deep, deep, deep issues that's going on in the inside of people that need to be handled and dealt with. And see, this woman that had the issue of blood, she spent all her money. I remember when the doctor told me, my primary care doctor told me, she said, she took the test and she said, well, you're borderline diabetic, okay? That was an issue. And that was a big issue for me because all diabetes run throughout my family. And I'm like, borderline nothing. So she said, okay, she gave me a prescription. And she said, I want you to fill this out because I want you to start taking these pills. Okay. I took the prescription. I went and got the prescription filled. And I said, on the inside of me, didn't agree with it. I'm like, okay, what can I do to fix this issue of diabetes? I said, because I know once I start taking these pills, that's it. I'm going to be on these pills, and then I'm going to be labeled a diabetic. So I went to my doctor. I called up. I said, I need to meet with you. I said, so what do I have to do not to take these pills? She said, you got to eat right. She said, you got to lose weight. I was at 160. She said, I want you to stay at 150 and maintain it at 150, and you'll be okay. So I went home, and in a week's time, I lost all that weight. I went down to 10 pounds. Guess how I did it? I didn't eat. I went on a fast. Nothing but water. And so ever since then, this was like 6 years ago, I have not taken any pills. And that borderline diabetic don't even show up anymore.
Amen.
Because you got to deal with your issues and you got to deal with them the right way. If you know you're diabetic, you got to eat right. You know you have high blood pressure. You can't eat all that pork and stuff and fried stuff and all that stuff. It's going to cause you to be sick. Those are issues. You got this or that. You got to find the right solution for every issue and allow God to deal with those issues. And we
exactly.
have to be conscious, fully aware of what's going on. Allow ourselves to be and give it to God and be made whole.
Oh, yes.
We all got issues. And until the day we
get
here,
when can we be made whole?
Now.
Thank you. Thank you. You answered correctly.
Now. It don't take God long. Long as you're willing.
No, it does not. Oh, my God. Well, the thing about God is it's already done.
That's right. Already done. He said, when he said, you are healed by his stripes, you heal by his stripes. No, that don't mean just physical sickness. I mean, you know, like diabetes and stuff, but whatever ailing you.
That's right.
Whatever ailing you.
Yes.
Whatever issues, those are sicknesses. Those are diseases. Anything that is diseasing you. And so we said we are healed by his stripes now. Not going to be healed. No, we're already healed.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
And I remember just crying out to God, crying, God, please make me whole, God. I don't even know you, God, but if you be God, please deliver me, God, because if you don't deliver me, I'm going to die. I remember saying that to God. I don't know you, God. All I just heard of you. My father said you was this. This one said you was that. This one said you could do this. This one said you could do that. I said, but God, I don't know, but if you be God, please do it for me.
That's
and he
it.
Did it.
Won't he do
and
it?
He did it. And won't he do it? And not only will he do it, he'll keep you. He's a keeper, too. Not only is he a deliverer, but he kept that woman. Once she got free, that was it. That was it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
I mean,
that was it.
That issue anyway. That issue.
That was it.
And it's gone all
that issue was done.
That, come up. That issue
Yeah. While you said that, you know, Pastor Lori, I believe that once he said, daughter, your faith has made you whole, she was completely healed of everything. Every situation, because you got to realize something. Once she got that blood dried up, guess what? It brought her back now in contact with people who she was isolated from. She didn't have to walk in shame any longer. She didn't have to walk in despair or be disappointed any longer, because now she was back included back into the community, if you will.
Yes. Yes.
So she immediately put back in right standing. When he made her whole, complete right standing.
Right standing to him.
She was complete.
There was no more past discretion. There was no more.
Yes.
Anything she done was over.
Over.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the same with us, too. But we just need to recognize it. See, the enemy plague us allow us to think that we're not healed in this area and that area, and knowing that once God do it, he's going to do it completely.
Now, you know what the Holy Spirit just said to me? The Holy Spirit just said something to me. Y'all got to share this. And I know we're recording this, so he just said this to me. He said, your issue sends a stumbling block to your spirit man, which tries to cripple and bring damage to your flesh.
Jesus.
Because if your flesh is damaged, guess what? Your spirit man is crippled, and it allows you to walk in what? A behavior that you didn't want yourself. You didn't want this. You didn't want this issue. Who wants to walk
well, you know,
around
Isaiah,
with an issue?
Isaiah even went so far to say that your repentance and your rest is your salvation. So if you repent and you learn how to rest in it, knowing you aren't perfect, I'm not perfect. Well, maybe let me speak to myself. A lot of times I get into that, you know, wanting to be open, and I say I'm only certified for me. So let me speak for myself. That just tells me that I'm not there, and I got to keep pushing to stay in order with God, that I'm in a repentant spirit,
yes,
willing to rest in Him, that I can get salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what is salvation? What is salvation? That means salvation in the Greek is soteria. And soteria is nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking.
Nothing lacking.
Nothing. Angel power, wholeness, soundness.
Oh, yes.
Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking.
That's good. That's good.
Look up soteria. And soteria will tell you what it means. It means salvation. But it means nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking, wholeness, soundness, angel power, deliverance.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Somebody else want to get on this line? We got about 4 minutes left. You better dial one now. We got a few more minutes. Get into the prophet's closet. I know you got issues just like me. Come on and confess them. The Bible says if you confess your sins, your issues, He is faithful and just to, watch this, not just one, but forgive you of all unrighteousness.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Thank you,
God. Shabbat somebody
tonight.
Thank
you for
thank
forgiving
Thank you, Prophetess Lori.
Thank you all.
Now, Prophetess Lori is getting ready for the third Friday. We didn't make the first Friday. She was getting settled. But give us a little insight on what God is about to do with you here on the network every first and third Friday every month.
Well, you asked me to come up, you know, to hear the Holy Spirit, and I did, and I believe in, you know, what God did for me, I want for others. So the Holy Spirit showed me that it would be made whole with Prophetess Lori Malowitz. And so be made whole, I mean, a prophet in the prophet's closet, he talks about issues and, you know, and the woman of God, you know, talk about the women speak now. So I believe that, you know, with all of these things and everything that is going on right now, that the main thing, we need to keep the main thing. And the main thing is Jesus. And Jesus, he went about the town of Galilee. He went about the town and all the regions making people whole. People saw him out once they heard about him because they wanted to what? Be made whole. And so once he made them whole, like the woman with the issue of blood, they ran. They told everybody. It's something. He said, don't go tell nobody. They couldn't wait to go tell. He made me whole. He touched me. It was a man. I don't know who he is, but he told me to pick up my mat and walk. He told me I was blind, but now I can see. So
prophet, this was not pre-planned. But the subject out there, because we did not talk about this beforehand, but look at how the Lord will put together His own work. Not all of His own work.
We didn't talk about anything. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
And immediately, and I toiled back and forth. He made whole. That's the first thing he gave me. And then I heard, will thou be made whole? And then I said, it's got to be something. There has to be something with deliverance, because deliverance is all over my life. Deliverance is all over me. And so, and then I went right back to what he said the first time, be made whole.
And that was not pre-planned, prophet.
At all.
We did not know where you were going tonight, but I just wanted to share how the Lord moves in a confirming way, and He's not mysterious. He is miraculous.
Yes.
And I'm so glad I love Him and serve Him. Bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. And thank you for allowing me to be used by God and believing in me and my ministry and having me to do what God wants me to do and giving me the open door to do it. Praise God.
Amen. The doors are open here. That's what we do here. We open doors. We're not trying to walk through doors. We're trying to open doors. Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you. Prophet, it doesn't look like anybody else is trying to get in the closet. I think we got them put in a position where they really are examining themselves and seeing where, you know what, we thought we were doing good, but we're not doing good enough. We could do better. That's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. that we can always push to a higher level. Man, bless you for kicking it off tonight, man. Pray us out of here.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise for each and every individual that is listening under the sound of my voice, Father. I ask that you uplift them, God. You bring them to a greater understanding of who you've called them to be, God. They have been picked out to be picked on, Father. And we're thanking you right now, God, that in this next dispensation of their life, Father, that they will begin to walk out what they have been called to do, Father. And that is go to the highways and to the byways, God, and be compel the people to come, Father. And Lord, you said in your word that if you draw nigh to me, that you will draw nigh to us, Father. And so, Father, we're asking right now, give us the fortitude, give us the ability, Father God, to go into the highways and to the byways, God, to compel the people to come, God, because your word also says, God, for the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Allow us, Father God, to be the laborers in your vineyard, God, and know how to strategically, God, go into the vineyard and begin to pluck that which is already ripe, Father. Not to damage, Father, that is trying to grow, but to pluck up, God, that which is already grown and already trying to come up out of the harvest, Father. And so, Father, we thank you right now. Give us the skills, God. Give us the mindset right now, Father, to do your will, God. And, God, we thank you right now. We praise your holy name, and we bless you, God, and bless each and every one that is on this scope, on this line, God, and that's connected to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Let every heart say amen. God bless everybody.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you,
Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just
want to
serve you. Father, I love you, 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 I love you.
I just want to serve you.
I need you, 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 I need you.
I just want to be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man. You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me, cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
God saved me, you know what I'm saying? High out here on drugs and wildin' out, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him, you know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him, so now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God, glory to God, glory to God.
Be a better person, be a
better man. Be there for my daughter. Be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.